Hey guys, this episode of Tower Dive is brought to you by Vulcan.com. Head on over there for all of your esports fantasy needs. Use the promo code CPTNHooks, that's Captain Hooks, and Vulcan will give you a free pot worth at least 250 gold and match your first investment up to $1,000. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
This is Tower Dive, the League of Legends podcast.
Welcome to Tower Dive. I am your host, Captain Hooks. With me, as always, is the incredibly American Panda Man. I propose we build a wall around solo queue, or you're fired.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Right? Yeah. Since there is this hot debate, I figured I would bust out my amazing Donald Trump impression. I didn't slip into Mayor Quimby, though,
that
so
good.
That was a good song,
like
right? It was good.
Yeah, that was
so
pretty good.
So what's going on, man? Welcome back
match.
To...
Nothing to match.
The
show?
The Inferno.
The Inferno? Is it that intense?
It's always that
is
intense.
Is it? I feel like sometimes we get intense and it's on accident. It's never. It's never it's intentional.
It's never intentional. It's well. Last week we talked about so many fire skins that
yeah.
I felt the Inferno was a good place to start.
Maybe one day,
because
Rito, fire. Please, more fire. That's what we need. Yeah,
I'm throwing a
definitely.
I'm throwing a fireball. This is.
Is that yeah? Is that that's your magma syndra?
In post production, that's going to be a fireball.
Yeah.
It's not. I won't.
Come on.
I won't. So, we had quite an interesting week.
This is why we started doing the shows on Wednesdays.
If we had started this on Monday, this wouldn't have been as good.
Yeah. You gotta wait for the middle of the week for the good shit to really rise to the top.
Jats balls.
Jats balls. Jat on balls.
Jat v. balls. It's like a court case.
There's no good way to phrase that.
There's a lot of great ways to phrase it, but none of them are appropriate.
Yeah.
Everybody and their mother has talked about
yes.
it, except us, and it's not news until Tower Dive.
Yeah. We're like the Katie Couric, the 60 Minutes of the League of Legends
until we
world.
Until we wrap our tentacles around the story's testicles.
Butthole? I wasn't sure where you're going with that.
No, man. You know, you strangle it.
Where did tentacles go? Usually buttholes, I think.
No, that's only in Japan.
Oh. Well, I mean...
We're not in Japan.
We're in the internet. It's close enough.
We have fans in Japan, and we appreciate both of you.
And your weird tentacle cravings.
Listen, if you guys didn't do tentacle porn, we wouldn't know about it.
That's true. That's a good point.
So,
they're providing
so
a public service, really.
This is Listen, you guys are exploring places that we wouldn't have gone.
They're like astronauts,
maybe,
really.
You know, maybe you shouldn't have gone there.
Pornographic astronauts.
Maybe they're pornographic Lewis and Clark.
So all the... Japanese weird porn guys out there, we salute you.
We salute you. Tower Dive appreciates your sacrifice.
Thank you.
You know, the sacrifice of decency and normalcy.
Yeah.
But listen, man, you do it, Lewis. You do it, Clark.
Go team.
You do you.
Go team tentacle porn.
Go team tentacle porn.
So back
porn.
To Jat.
That's our new fives team.
What happened? What happened with Jat?
So Jat V balls.
Yeah.
So during the whole world selection show.
Yeah. Crime time,
which we'll get into that later on because the world selection is happening.
Yeah, I talked about.
But
the
during
drama.
The world, during the world selection show, Jat brought up the group that C9 was put in and was talking about how C9 hasn't looked great, but specifically Balls looks bad. That Balls hasn't played well. That Balls has been, you know, in and out of Diamond 2. And it was it concerned him.
Yeah.
It was a concerning situation because they're going into a group where they are very clearly the worst team.
Bottom two, at least. I don't know. I don't know enough about AHQ to say that they're the worst, but they're definitely not the best.
Well, AHQ won their league and C9 did not win theirs.
Okay. Yeah, touche.
So based on simple things like that, we're just going to go ahead and say that just on that metric, which is a perfect example of what we're going to get into, based on one single metric, this is what we're going with. Now,
here, just before we move on, here's the exact tweet, word for word, that he tweeted out after the PTL show. We don't want to misquote anyone.
Do not want to misquote anyone.
We're super serial analysts on this show. From Riot Jack. Note.
Do I put my Donald face back on?
Yeah, put your Donald face on. Maintain that. Note. I don't think CNN Bald is bad. I think he's been slumping in LCS and Korean solo queue and will need to pick up his game for Worlds. That's it.
End quote.
End quote.
End tweet.
End tweet.
Which, he's not wrong.
Nope. Definitely not wrong. And that's not even really a mean tweet.
Quoting facts is not bad.
And when he was on the PTL, he said that this was a worrying trend.
Exactly.
Which, if I was a manager and I saw my top lane, who's supposed to be a superstar, not doing well in Korean solo queue when he has to beat Koreans, I would think that's kind of worrisome.
Now, the big shitstorm that came out of this was one, Sneaky and High stepping up to kind of defend their man.
I get that.
One was Sneaky. He was very he wasn't quite as adamant. He said, you know, stop picking on balls, blah blah blah, solo queue, yada yada yada. The essential the message he got that he was getting across was stop picking
leave
on
balls. Alone.
Leave balls alone. Yeah. Leave Brittany alone. High went a little further.
He wrote a whole damn blog.
And I believe I finally figured out what High's name means. It's not actually his name. It's short for High Percentage. Because High, love him. High always takes things further than they should go. I read his blog, and I'm not going to sit here and quote the blog and
I'll
say all this
blog.
Stuff. It was kind of nonsense. It doesn't exist anymore. He deleted his blog post. He deleted his blog post. But I do recall one line standing out to me when he said that criticism is good, just not bad criticism.
Right.
Now, I want to take that comment one way, but I also kind of want to take it another way. The one way I want to take it is what he means is by bad criticism is by criticism that isn't that's just insulting.
The opposite
it's
of
not,
praise.
No. It's not. It's construct. Like he doesn't mean. Non-constructive criticism.
What he's supposed
like
to
saying
be
you're like say yes. Well, I believe what he thinks he's saying is, you know, just by like if I said you're bad,
yeah, or you.
That's not constructive criticism. Yeah. That's not constructive criticism. I'm just insulting you.
Yeah.
But the other part of me wants to believe by bad criticism he means all criticism in general, and anything that's not saying you're great, keep it up. I appreciate everything that you're doing, which is also not criticism at all. It's the complete opposite. That's just. Unwarranted praise.
League of Legends is so hard, you know? I just need somebody to tell me I'm doing a good job.
I just want to get my participation trophy and go the fuck home. Is that so much to ask
is
for?
Is it?
That is what we have created in society today, and that's why I want to build a wall around solo queue. I'm going back to that.
And only the people that can earn platinum level rewards can play solo
true
queue.
True solo queue citizen.
Ah, I love it. True solo queue citizens.
Hashtag true solo queue citizens. You got it. So that started a whole shitstorm, though, of other pros chiming in. Soaz jumped in. Amazing jumped in.
Saint.
Sheep jumped in.
Saint Vicious jumped in.
Saint Vicious lives in, right? He doesn't jump in anything. He's just there.
Yeah.
Saint Vicious is the elephant in the room sometimes, but in the good way.
And they all came out in Ball's defense.
Because professional league players are bros.
Sure.
And somebody, I believe, on the comments said the reason why Korea was sort of on Jat's side and, you know, America and Europe wasn't is because Korea wants to win Worlds while the more important thing in America and Europe is to just be friends with each other.
Although the weird thing is the community is mostly on Jat's side too. For the most part, if you were to put percentages on it, I would say like 70-30. Pro Jat. 70 pro
really?
Jat.
70-70
I think so. After reading
Jat.
Once the Karma Whores, you know, kind of settled down.
Right.
Then you could kind of sift through the comments and see that it's more so pro-JAT than it's
negative JAT. The more logical comments were pro-JAT.
Yeah.
The kind of nonsensical stuff was pro-balls.
Because being pro-balls in the situation is nonsense.
Yeah.
If JAT had said something inappropriate, I get it. But saying slumping in solo queue is a worrying trend not inappropriate at all.
Well, and to say something like
puppy,
sorry dog, dog's
puppy,
barking. And to say something like that solo queue doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that when I didn't want to just jump into it, but it's important because it's just, that's where I'm at. Just for
the pros are saying this.
High or not high? I believe it was actually like, was it Balls that even said
it? No, Balls actually didn't get into any of this.
Smart, right? Why he just stayed out of it. The only one was smart enough not to say shit. Yeah. So the comment solo queue doesn't matter was brought into this whole debate, and it's wrong.
Yeah,
it's flat out. It's just wrong. It's a stupid statement to say. It's something that you should not say ever, because in our current situation, sans a sandbox mode, sans any type of ability to train outside of playing solo queue, then solo queue is the only thing that matters.
Yeah, it's legitimately the only way you have to practice right now outside of scrims. Yeah. It matters.
Exactly.
You like saying if batting practice didn't matter, just batting practice.
Exactly. Saying, you know, it's just a stupid thing, and that drove me kind of nuts, especially because Korea jumped all over at the moment. Like Inven blew up with that, because Inven was like, you know, they were saying, well, Faker thinks that solo queue is an important tool for training, and all these other people, listen, if Faker says it, you know, from down from the heavens, he stopped down and he mentioned it to us, you know, in between his doing miracles.
Dear North Americans, solo, you think he talks like Trump when he's in English?
I don't know. I think that was about to be racist, though.
Was it? I don't think so. That was my spooky voice. He comes down from heaven. Dear North American, solo queue matters.
Solo queue matters.
More at 11.
And that's the thing, is that solo queue matters. And these... To try and say
to
that...
justify
and,
it.
And yeah, to try and justify it of why solo queue doesn't matter... Did you ever wonder why no other regions respect America in terms of our League of Legends play? Or even, do you ever wonder why we're a fucking doormat? Why getting to Worlds is the biggest, is the mountain? That is the peak? That is achieving? Is getting to Worlds? That winning Worlds is like a thought that it's like, oh, no, we're not going to win Worlds. We're not going to win Worlds. We got there, though. It's fucking, we made it. We fucking made it. We're champions in our own right. No, man, that's why. Because we don't take it seriously enough. Yeah, they train and they play hard. And yeah, you know what? TSM and C9 and CLG, they beat all these teams. But they're more concerned with getting on top of an analyst that quoted a fact than they are about saying, you know what? Let's make that fact not true.
Maybe I'll just practice more.
Maybe I'll just work harder, and then they can't say that I it's a troubling trend that I'm in Diamond 2 and I'm having struggling of staying in Diamond 1 when I just fucking get better.
Yeah.
No. That's not the case. They want their participation trophy, and that's it.
I mean, I think they get one regardless. I think
they do.
Yeah, so.
But that's all they want, and that's fucking annoying. And when Forgiven is the voice of reason, you know you have a
Something's
problem.
Something's gone terribly wrong.
You know that there is a huge, huge discrepancy somewhere. Yeah. That when Forgiven chimes in and he's like, listen, guys, you're wrong.
Solo queue matters. It's like the only metric we have to test ourselves that's not a pro game and not a scrim.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all you got. You know, it's the only tool.
Yeah, it's all you have. I mean, then people are like, oh, well, solo queue doesn't matter. Solo queue doesn't matter. Solo queue doesn't matter. Okay, well, then why do pro teams have... where you're like you have to be a specific rank in order to be a pro.
The LCS has that. I mean, you have to be a specific rank to get into the LCS.
But when pro teams are looking for, or like, you know, challenger level teams are looking for players, they're not going to be like, I'll take anybody.
Yeah, I'll take the goldies.
Because solo queue doesn't matter. Yeah. I saw this really good guy make a really good play on Vayne in bronze. I think I'm going to pick him up to be my ADC.
Plays a lot of fucking team builder.
I heard he's really good. Yeah. But yeah, that's not doesn't no. If solo queue didn't matter, then why is that a thing?
If solo queue didn't matter. I don't have anything. I was trying to be clever. It didn't work out.
Because there's nothing to be clever about. Yeah, because it matters.
It does matter.
Because it fucking matters.
I wish it didn't.
I wish solo queue didn't matter either. If solo queue didn't matter, then everyone in this game has been looking at it the wrong way. And there are people that are perched on their ivory towers looking down on you for no fucking reason at all. Because you don't matter, guy in platinum and diamond.
And you know,
you don't matter.
Even if there was a sandbox mode, solo queue would still matter because you're still going to have to bring whatever you're practicing in sandbox mode and test it against real people. Yeah.
The whole point of sandbox mode is to work on specific skills and specific situations and specific instances, and then you bring it into a real game to prove that it works.
Perhaps in some type of ladder situation.
Yeah, like when you're a baseball player and you're having trouble hitting a curveball, so you have your pitching coach throw you curveballs for a fucking hour.
Yep.
And you just keep swinging at it. You're not saying, okay, good, I can hit curveballs. I don't have to worry about ever hitting one ever again. I'm not even going to use it in a game. I'm not even going to think about this in the game because I've already proven that I can hit a curveball in practice. No, you take it into a fucking game, you idiot. The worrying trend is that the American professionals that stood up for balls didn't stop and say, we sound like idiots.
Yeah, nope, they don't.
That's the worrying trend. The worrying trend is not one of them said, you know what, solo queue is super important, and the fact that balls is a professional and is fucking slumming it in Diamond 2 and keeps getting relegated back to Diamond 2 and he's in Diamond 1... And he's supposed to be, you know, one of the top three top laners in America based on the fact that they're in worlds. That's worrying. Yeah. That's a worrying fucking trend.
It's spooky.
And the fact that they can't see that, it's a problem. I mean, because they're going to get shit on if this is the case.
Yeah, probably.
And I hope that's not, but that's what we're looking at. That's what we're looking at.
It's a big old fat disappointment, you know?
And then at the end of it all, and we'll call this at the end of it all, Jat apologized.
Apologize for doing his fucking is strong, job. I think.
Okay, well, he did. He said, I'm sorry.
He said,
he did use the words, I'm sorry.
Here's what it is. I'll read it to you. Calling out balls was in bad form. That's pretty much it. Three sentences. Calling out balls for a solo queue performance was in bad form. I think there's value in data, but a single data point doesn't point to accurate or fair pictures. I reached out to C9 and apologized, and I wish them the best as they prepare for Worlds.
See, he reached out and apologized.
He probably was like, sorry, I made you feel bad. You know, sorry.
Sorry I hurt your feelings for doing my job. Yeah. My bad.
Seriously, you guys. Yeah.
Seriously,
it's okay to be criticized. You have to, now I understand that...
That's how you get better.
You don't have to take criticism from everybody, you know. You don't have to listen to Joe Schmo on the, you know, League subreddit saying, oh, you gotta really... Start practicing fucking Riven so that you can get
now
better.
Here's the question. Does C9's analyst say, hey, balls, it worries me that you're having trouble staying in Diamond 1 in Korea? Or does he not because he doesn't want to hurt his feelings?
Hopefully.
Hey, stop picking on me, analyst who works for C9. Well, just tell me I'm great.
Hopefully
tell me I'm
the
great.
Analyst had already mentioned it before Primetime League.
I would hope so. it doesn't feel like he did.
Also, what's the point of going to Korea if you're not going to take the solo queue seriously?
That was another thing I was going to say. If solo queue doesn't matter, why would you go boot camp in
it's
Korea?
It's like half just, the reason you go to Korea is just use their
because
solo
queue. Oh, I want to play against better quality people. Yeah. Well, you are, and you're getting fucking dumped on.
Yeah,
they're snapping your neck off and you're shitting down your throat.
The other half is scrimming against professional Korean teams.
Yeah, but when you're not scrimming against them... Because they're not making themselves available all the time.
Yeah, the other 40 hours a week.
Yeah, you know, you have to do something. So
maybe play a little solo queue and take it seriously. Maybe,
yeah, I don't know. No, but it doesn't matter. Yeah. Though. Don't you understand? Solo queue doesn't matter. I've been trying. Listen, I've been pushing that thought for fucking years.
You look like a big fat hypocrite now.
Yeah. Right. I've been trying to put. Listen, I've been wearing the yoke of solo queue doesn't matter, and no one wants to wear it with me. Except now I got balls. Apparently, every pro agrees with me. Ha!
I'm only in bronze because I don't play solo queue that much.
Joke's on you guys. I've been saying solo queue is mad since like 87. I'm old school hating on solo queue.
I've been around. I've seen it.
Seriously. That's why I'm not a hypocrite, because I can say that kind of shit because I'm old school.
Oh.
Hashtag old school.
Too old school? Hashtag old ball school?
Hashtag old school. Lots of O's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's how that one goes. But yeah. So, this whole situation is dumb.
TLDR.
It's garnered way too much press, and for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
It's like the reasons of people talking about Jat, and I mean, Thorin said some things about it.
He was pro Jat.
Yeah, but everything Thorin says is so heavy in one or in the other direction,
yeah,
and kind of start to go on to a place that I wouldn't like to go, and I respect everything he says, but he goes to a place that I'm afraid to go. I won't go that far.
It's across the Atlantic. It's a different world over there.
It's, yeah. And that's another thing is that, yeah, people talk about EU and then they, you know, they're, oh man, they're so much worse and toxic and all that stuff. And yeah, they are. And they're okay with.
Oh, are we talking toxicity now? Is that the transition?
No. I don't want to go into the toxicity thing, but I'm just saying it just goes back into that because, you know, like I said, with the whole Jats giving balls a hard time, and then people talk about they don't want to play solo queue because it doesn't matter because every time you play you get paired with people who are fucking retarded, and then it brings up the whole donkey thing and all that stuff. I'm not going into that shit again.
I don't want to talk about donkey.
I've been there, done it. Donkey fucked up.
The end.
The end, bitches.
It might have overreacted to a 14-day ban.
To one where he's in the wrong.
Yeah. Sorry, donkey.
When you tell people they should kill themselves, they should shoot themselves in the street like the dog they are, and then they're like, yeah, you're wrong, dude. You're
make
in the
a
wrong.
Video
sorry,
about
donkey.
It. You can say it on cam. Don't put it in chat,
donkey.
Man.
Donkey, I love your videos. I think you're hilarious. You're in the wrong here, dude. Just admit that you're in the wrong.
No, it's too late now.
Just because you make videos that involve League of Legends does not put you above the law that they have made. And listen, maybe if you don't even agree with the laws that they make, it doesn't matter.
I think that's it.
You still have to
think
follow
that's what
them.
The video was more about was that he doesn't agree with the laws.
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There's plenty of laws I don't agree with, but I have to follow
them.
There's
tons of people
that I want to
murder. I don't.
I think I should be able to drive 150 miles an hour on the road. I can't.
I don't want to pay my taxes.
I don't ever want to pay my taxes.
Have to.
But I have to, yeah. It's just because you disagree with it doesn't mean it gives you the right to fucking shirk it.
It also doesn't mean that the laws are right either. But
no,
still,
but
in a society, we have rules.
But then what you do when you don't agree with something and you're a content creator or you're a personality, instead of just breaking the rules because you're a jerk off, maybe...
It's fighting
you know,
words.
Maybe just like instead... Say that what?
Who's that? Hello,
my mother-in-law.
Hello, Bob's mother-in-law.
She's not really here. That's what she said.
Yeah, I heard it.
But yeah, instead of that, you know, breaking the rules, make a video about why the rules are stupid.
Yeah. And then get like a million fucking views because you're donkey and people agree with you, and you'll make $10,000.
Exactly. You'll make your $2,000 per million views.
God, you know what? If I was Dunky and I could make videos around the most popular game in the world to generate... It's just business
and
at this point.
And let's be fair, he can bring Sky into it because he's very good friends with Sky. So there, 2 million
it
views.
It just
10 million
generates
views.
So many views. Just suck it up and keep it out of chat. It's not hard.
Yeah. I've played 7,000 games of ranked. Well,
great.
Number one... And to complain that Riot doesn't give you anything. I guess we're talking about Donkey.
Yeah,
to
now it's happening.
That
we
Riot,
a Donkey segment now.
To complain that Riot doesn't give you anything. Like, that's what he said. He's like, Riot never helps me. Riot doesn't help me. I asked them to unban me to finish my video. They said no.
Is that what he said?
So Riot,
I don't know if he said that.
He did. He goes, I asked Riot to unban me so I can finish my video, and they said, nope, you're toxic. That's actually exactly what was said on the
video.
Don't
quote me on that.
No, I am. You can quote me on that. You can go to the video and actually see that. So, And he's like, oh, you know, I never asked for anything from them, and, you know, they don't ever give me anything, and this is one time I asked for something, and they said no. Well, here's what they did give you, Donkey. A way to make money. They let you use League of Legends and make money off of it without charging you.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, they let everyone do that.
I understand. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly my point. They provide you with the vehicle that you're making money on.
Yep.
So to say that they don't give you anything, well, that's a gross overstatement. I mean, they gave you the game and don't give you a hard time about making content using it, using their IP. It's not your IP. It's not your right to just make videos using their content. And they could just as easily, if they wanted to, sue you for fucking copyright infringement.
No, they couldn't actually. It's in their T's and C's that they're allowed.
What I'm saying. They've allowed you to do it. They could have just in as much in their videos, in their
They would have DOC, had to do it like a year ago.
At the beginning, yeah. Or whatever. The fact is they let you.
Yes.
They understand that that is part of what they've created. Yep. So, to say they never gave you anything.
The thing that bottles
And I'm
my
not going to be the first person that supports Riot and all
yeah,
this stuff.
Yeah, right.
But.
The thing that bottles my mind is he just has to chat. You have to type in chat and yell at the person that's fucking at your game. I can't do that. It's a waste of time. It doesn't make me feel any better if I'm yelling at someone in chat.
Friend.
You scream at the camera, smash your keyboard, whatever. Don't fucking type anything. It's so not hard.
Yeah, and honestly. Calling him a scum fuck, saying that he should shoot himself in the street like the dog he is. What have you accomplished with that?
Yeah.
Other than attempting to make someone feel very bad
which
about
he didn't.
Themselves.
Which
he didn't.
That's the reaction
Let's
he wanted.
Let's be fair. Yeah. Exactly. So, what did you think you were going to accomplish out of it? What did you expect to accomplish out of it? And the other thing is, and this is the part that really kind of got me on the video. I watched it again today when I was at work because I was thinking about it. And when he's like, that League doesn't work as a competitive game. Well, first of all, you're wrong.
Yeah.
League does work as a competitive game. Just look at the LCS and Korea. It very much so works as a competitive game.
It may not be the best competitive game, but it...
And it may not be a perfect example of it, but it works
as
a competitive game.
It's obviously working as a competitive game.
So first, that you're wrong. Number two, the only fun thing about League is shit talking. Is this League of fucking baby whiners?
Yeah.
Is something the Long 90s said. So the only fun thing is going out of your way to insult completely ridiculous strangers. If that's the only thing you're having fun with, then you have a fucking problem.
Yeah.
You have a problem.
And I'm totally okay with little trash talk too, man. That doesn't bother me a little bit.
And that's another thing where he's like, oh, you can't trash talk. That's not trash talking. In the NBA, trash talking is a huge thing. You use it to get under people's skin to make them make mistakes. Calling somebody a scum fuck and telling them they need to shoot themselves in the street like
that's
the dog they are
talk.
Is not trash talking. That's just insults. Yeah. You're just insulting
them. Watching me fail a flash and then going, lols, fail flash, trash talk. Totally acceptable.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Absolutely.
And I'll probably laugh
at that's
it.
Fine. It's playful banter. Yeah. I get it. But that's the thing is this is and everyone's like perpetuated these baby fucking players that everyone gets banned for just talking shit on each other, that's part of the game. In no place in any game in the history of ever has telling someone to die of cancer been part of the game. That's not part of the game. Unless the game you're playing is who can say more offensive shit.
Good game.
Then, that is part of the game. That's a pretty
fucking
shitty game.
They got Steve Harvey to host that one.
Yeah. You're like a white Steve Harvey.
I think they're, when they say it's part of the game, they're misconstruing that with part of the culture. Because you can see
it
in Counter-Strike during the halftimes, right? That's
right.
Part of the culture. I don't necessarily agree that it should be encouraged.
No, I don't think it's... And that, like, Thorin was... He posted his video about, imagine if this was in League, what they would do.
Yeah, and it's literally two guys telling each other how they're going to come in each other's mouths. Like, yeah, not only is that just bad trash talk, like, that's...
It's not original at all.
You might be homosexual.
I also said he...
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Some of my best friends are gay.
My father's gay.
My father's gay. I believe he said he's going to come in his mom's pussy at one point.
Okay. That's not good trash talk, man. Up your trash talk game.
Yeah. Up your trash talk game. I mean, if that's the best that you've got...
Weak sauce.
Then you're bad... Then you're bad at the game and you're bad
Bush
at trash talk.
That's Bush League. Bush League. You're better than that, man.
So I hope so. Obviously you're not, though. And the trash talk, and like, there was actually a good post on Reddit today that I was reading that made me laugh. Or maybe it was last night. It was your favorite trash talk that you've seen in a game that you played. And one of them made me laugh, and it said, it was something to the extent of, I'm going to jump from your ego to your elo and kill myself on the fall.
See, that's good trash talk.
That's solid trash
talk. That's good shit. Telling someone, making a joke about anal rape, not trash talk.
Not good trash talk. Not.
Yeah, we'll have to do a segment later. Like a Goofus and Gallant, but with trash talk.
I love Goofus
and Gallant. Yeah, we'll work on that.
Well, that's maybe next week's show.
Yeah, next week's show we'll do a whole good trash talk, bad trash talk.
Good idea, bad idea.
We might cross some fucking lines.
We've crossed plenty of lines
it's
already.
It's gonna get weird. That might be like we might need a couple beers before we get into that one.
Okay. Yeah.
I like it.
Maybe we'll invent the tower dive.
Put that on the schedule.
I'll tell this tower dive secretary.
Thanks, tower dive secretary.
The official tower dive secretary. Yeah. But yeah, so it's just like, if you're going to trash talk, be original.
Be good at it. Be funny.
Have it actually be trash talk. Calling someone a scum fuck and telling them to die isn't trash
talk.
Try and... That's rage speak, I believe.
Word it so that your tone translates in the text. You know, you can't just say fuck off because you're cute.
Also not trash
talk. Also not trash talk, but your cute English accent doesn't come through League of Legends chat, you know?
Fuck off.
Like, I get that. Fuck That's off. Funny. You tell me to fuck off in text, it just makes me angry, and I mute you.
And using the C word, and I don't like to say the C word unless I say it in an English accent. Yeah. Is that weird, by the way?
That you don't like the C word?
I don't like, not that I don't like the C word, but the only time I can actually say it out loud is if I say it
in the English accent. Makes it, man. It's like a different word. It's like ass and arse.
Like, I won't say the C word now, but if I'm doing my English accent, I'd be like, oh, you fucking cunt.
It's
hilarious. Cunt. Yeah, it's
cunt. Of cunt.
You know, cunt. It's a dirty word. Don't say it on the show.
Sorry. You can
it's a negative
me.
Word on the show. That's just, there are certain words I don't use, and that is one of them,
like,
unless I'm speaking an English accent.
It's like when you're on television, you can show the breasts, but not the nipples.
Yeah, you can't see the nipple. And you can say ass, but not hole?
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't
you're
make any sense at all, by
the
way.
Cunt.
You say it, you sound like you're Eastern European.
That's okay. It's okay for them to say it too.
Your English accent needs
work. It's not good.
And I know, I just said
that. You know what? Hey, don't critique me. That's not okay. I only want positive critiques.
I don't want bad critiques. just tell me I'm pretty and let's move on.
Tell me my English accent is the best English accent you ever heard.
It's the best English accent I've ever heard. You're welcome. That's
and
all
apologize. I need you to apologize.
Now here's your participation award. Thank you for playing. So that's that. We did a little donkey, which I didn't.
Yeah,
really
that
kind of
slipped in there, an accident.
But that's okay. So the Jat Balls incident shouldn't be an incident at all. It shouldn't be news. It shouldn't be anything. But it became a thing. And the pros, seriously, instead of worrying about what analysts are saying about you, maybe get better.
Maybe beat a
Korean team.
You know, I kind of have a feeling that the pros didn't even really notice it until the community blew up about it. What do you think came first,
probably,
the community blowing up or the pros blowing up?
I don't know, because Sneaky was the first one to really jump on it.
But was there already a Reddit post before Sneaky tweeted?
I don't think so. I don't think there was. I think Sneaky was like a knee-jerk reaction. Mm-hmm. Because if you watched a video of C9 watching... of them watching the picks thing, Although him and Incarnation, specifically Sneaky and Incarnation, I think the rest of them were there, but the video is specifically Sneaky and Incarnation, and they're laughing about things, and the thing that Jat said about balls, they laughed, and Sneaky was even like, balls, or Ann, I think he's actually using his real name, he's like, oh, you know, something to, like, they were talking about him and stuff, and he's like, oh, shit, you know. And they didn't. They seemed kind of like that. It was funny to
maybe
them.
Maybe it was the tweet Jat made later that really pushed it over maybe, the edge,
where they kept talking about it. Yeah. It's possible. It's possible. But
it seems like an overreaction.
It's a gross overreaction. But again, okay, it's teammates sticking up for a person.
Okay.
I was okay. Yeah. I was okay with it. I was even okay with High's retarded blog post. I was okay with it. I thought it was dumb, but I was okay with it because sure, you're the owner of the organization. Essentially, it's your team. You're protecting your players, your friends. I get that.
Gotta build them up,
little
Buttercup.
Little heavy-handed, little oversensitive, but that's your game, baby. Play it. Everybody else, dude, shut your fucking mouths. I love you, pros. I love you. Just be professional athletes. Right. Be players. Worry about your game. Sheep, worry about when your next meal is coming in, man. You know?
Ooh, way harsh, Ty. That was rough.
Just saying.
That was rough.
I know
keep
it's
it positive.
Rough.
Come on.
I'm trying to keep it positive, but you want to know what? Being
a middle of the road.
No, Sheep is a very nice player, but you have no business in this situation.
Yeah.
You have no business. St. Vicious, you have business in this situation because you're not a player anymore. You have a show. You want to stir the pot. You want stuff to talk about. You coach. Yeah, he also does a show at Doha. You know, you want to stir the pot a little bit. Great, that's fine. You're allowed to do that. You have your
at least
place.
Be right.
So, yeah. So as if you're the most sensitive professional player on the planet, you don't get to say anything. So as you're too sensitive, you make High look like an Iceman.
Whoa.
In terms of sensitivity.
I was thinking Mr. Freeze. I was trying to come up with a good Mr. Freeze pun.
Yeah, I was going to say the abominable snowman. Always winterproof your pipes. So that's what we're going to...
We're ending there.
Fucking...
Not the show. This segment.
No, we're just the segment. I'm closing this segment. We're wrapping that segment up because it got too much FaceTime as is.
It was ridiculous.
And we need to start giving some love to the fact that Dyrus is about to drop the
bomb. Oh my god, this fucking nonsense again. Look, the more he talks about it and the more he builds it up, the more full of shit I think he is.
You think he's posturing?
I think he's either posturing or he's just trying to build up hype for nothing. I don't know.
TSM hype? Bay life?
I don't know. I don't know what purpose there is to be like, oh yeah, when I retire, I'm gonna fucking air out everybody's laundry.
Guess what? The week after Worlds, I'm totally gonna drop a fucking bomb on the community. Suck my big fatty.
You know what the bomb is? I know what the bomb is. The bomb is he's buying the Dignitas team. That's what it is. He's gonna be the owner of the new Dignitas team. Yeah.
Great.
It's gonna be him,
this is our opportunity.
And it's gonna be Cutie Pie.
This is our opportunity to speculate.
Yeah. So what's the bomb?
I love speculating. The bomb is that he had all of the best ideas for Star Wars.
The bomb is that he is going to buy TSM from Reggie and change
the
name to DSM.
The bomb is the whole time he's actually been Reggie.
Oh, shit.
Reggie is just his puppet. In the whole time, Dyrus has actually been the runner of the owner of the team.
Fucking, the real reason we lost, though, the real reason we lost is because Turtle sucks.
Well, Turtle sucks.
Fucking X special.
X special.
It's because Turtle sucks.
Chaos. You're not part of the team anymore. I'm sorry, but you gotta leave.
Yeah.
Telling you, the whole time, Reggie owns TSM. Or Dyrus is TSM. He owns TSM right there. Boom.
No, the real bomb is that Dyrus actually has three nipples. One,
that's not a bomb at all.
One,
everyone knows that.
Like right here.
Superfluous third nipple?
A nubbin. He's got a nubbin. That's the bomb.
He's got a nubbin. No. The real bomb is that he's not going to retire.
Oh, that's it.
And that he loves the community, and that we don't overreact on things.
Okay.
And that nobody's really talking.
That's the real truth right there.
Right there. Yeah. Boom. He's Brandon Beck.
Oh, but you've seen Brandon Beck in real life.
Have I?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure you have. But maybe that's just his body double, and it's really Dyrus.
It's Dyrus is actually Brandon Beck.
No, he just sends a guy out, and he called him Brandon Beck. It's like in Iron Man when they had the Mandarin, and it was Ben Kingsley. But he's like, oh, I'm just like some homeless guy that they picked. That's Brandon Beck. Really, Dyrus is sitting in the Riot offices with his white cat, stroking his white cat.
That's why Top Lane is so OP right now.
Exactly, because Dyrus is pulling the strings, man.
Dyrus is like a Rothschild or a Coen brother or Koch brother.
He's the puppet master.
He's pulling all the strings. No, the real bomb is that Dyrus bought Dawngate when they closed up their game. He's going to launch a new MOBA. He's going to call it
Dyrus Gate.
He's going to call it Dyrus Gate.
It's a great name, too. Oh, man. Whatever it is, I mean, he's like, oh, people are going to learn a lot of it.
No, we're not.
What are you going to do? You're going to tell us Reggie's a jerk off? You're going to tell us that you didn't like that they kicked Chaos off the team? You cried.
Well, I mean, he was his best friend.
Ask me anything right now.
Ask me anything.
He said, ask me anything.
Oh, God.
Complete disclosure.
He's just, I don't know.
It's like a man
child. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know why he would keep bringing it up, too. Yeah, I'm just gonna let it all out.
I'm gonna show my balls to everyone.
That's the real bomb, though.
That's the real bomb. He's just gonna take a fucking cell phone picture of his sack. It's gonna be like Mr. Potato Head, Mr. Potato Head glasses on his testicles. And he's gonna talk in the whole entire stream. It's just gonna be his balls talking.
He's gonna be playing a game, but the camera's gonna be on his dick, and he's gonna like make it talk like a little puppet. He's gonna have like a little string on it.
Comes back to the puppet master. Comes back to being the puppet master.
That's the real bomb.
All strings. So that's the Dyrus bomb.
So stupid.
It's ridiculous. But what we do have to look forward to prior to his retirement bomb is Worlds.
Yeah. Oh, that's happening. We're almost there. What's it, like 2 weeks?
We are. I believe it's 2 weeks from now, something along those lines. It's October 1st, actually. So, almost exactly 2 weeks.
Cool.
We had the thing that caused the whole Jat versus Walls controversy was the picking of the groups.
Televised group picks.
Bam! Well, televised. Streamed.
Yeah, televised. Live whatever. Stream. Some people put it on their TVs. Televised.
If you have Twitch on your TV, yeah sure.
Twitch is on TV
So you got your groups. We'll go over
one by one by one by one.
Little quickie. So group A. This is your group. Now the top of the group was CLG. They were the first place team, so they got put into.
Before we get into this, was it not super confusing? Did you watch the stream? Yes. Was it not super confusing figuring out where each team went?
Or why teams were getting skipped over in other regions.
And they kept they had to explain it every single time it happened.
Every single time.
Well, they can't go this because of this, and they can't go this because of this, and they can't. It's like watching an episode of True Detective or something.
It was really bad.
So that's I kind of understand why they didn't stream this in the past.
I probably understand why they won't in the future.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, moving on. Group A.
It was pretty bad. So Group A. We got CLG as your number one team. They got the top of the group.
Woo!
After that, you got the Yowie Flash Wolves.
Yowie.
Yowie. You got the Ku Tigers.
Yeah.
And Pain
so
Gaming.
They didn't get the worst group.
But it's a tough group. Because Ku and the Flash Wolves will provide challenges.
Manageable group, I think.
They have a chance if they play their game. Although, playing without X-Mithy and moving Hui to jungle...
Oh, that's so frustrating, too.
...could provide certain hurdles on their way to their world championship.
Or it could be like a goddamn revelation.
You never know. It could completely change the game for them in a good way, but also potentially in a bad way.
Faith age.
So that's group A. I think Ku is going to win.
Yeah, I would agree.
I have Yoey Flash Wolves finishing second, unfortunately.
Oh, on our pick 'em. I have CLG second, Flash Wolves third, Pain Gaming last. Although a couple analysts are saying that Pain Gaming may, you know, cause an upset, you know.
It's very they're a good team,
you know.
They're one of those teams that could definitely shock somebody. And the Ku Tigers are notorious for playing below their level.
Yeah. So I think it was Froskier, and she compared it to was she talking about this or was she talking about Pain Gaming. Compared it to the Besiktas Alliance game last Worlds, where Alliance just fucking dropped a game to Besiktas.
Yeah.
Was it Besiktas?
It's definitely possible. I don't think it was Besiktas. Shit. I think it was... No, it was
Kaboom,
wasn't it?
That's it. Yeah, my bad. It was Kaboom.
It's okay. Yes. But, you know, I agree. And that's the type of thing where, yeah, any one of these teams can definitely get upset. I don't think they are without flaws. Ku is definitely a flawed team. The Flash Wolves, definitely a flawed team. And Pain Gaming is a team that can steal a game from one of them if they don't take them seriously.
But if Ku has the time to prepare for the new meta, you know, the Worlds patch, scary.
They have, I mean, they have the team to do
they're fucking scary.
It's going to be interesting to see if this if the CLG that we know shows up and Hui isn't a disaster in jungle. I do think they can. I just think right now the reason I put Flash Wolf second is because of the gigantic gaping hole they have in their jungle. Until Hui proves to me that he can do the job, I cannot put them at the level they were.
Maybe there'll be a miracle next Mythi or make it to the Philippines and show up.
I know the Philippine, like they've been the Filipino
the community. Yeah. The
community has been really working hard. Like, they're talking to people at the consulate and stuff that are really trying to get him to do it, but I just don't physically think it's going to be happening. I think it's like a law thing. That
this is why we need only solo queue players in Worlds.
Oh, I want to build a wall around solo queue. So, that's Group A. Group B, that's a tough one.
Yeah, I mean, I think the top Fnatic, two are pretty clear, though.
Fnatic was your first place team. So they got the top of the group. Then you have Invictus Gaming. Scary. Yeah. Manageable, but scary. Not the best Chinese team. Actually, probably the third of the three.
Yeah.
But they're scary. Definitely not a team to be taken lightly.
Well, none of the Chinese teams really should be taken lightly.
No, exactly. AHQ. I feel like you're undercutting the quality of team that AHQ is. I feel like you're not giving
them their due.
I think they're a lot better than people think.
Yeah, it's always tough to tell with that region. They don't broadcast
exactly.
A lot,
it's a tough.
You know?
Yeah, it's you don't. They're they're definitely in a little vacuum that you don't know about. And one of these teams comes out and it's like, oh, by the way, I'm awesome. What
happened with TPA?
So
nobody knew shit about TPA.
There you go. And I'm saying AHQ is definitely that. Maybe not necessarily that caliber of a team, but they're definitely in
that
level.
They have the potential.
Yeah. They do definitely have the potential. And then you have C9. You know, North American darlings, but I just
don't think so.
I think I think the magic is going to end here because that's a tough.
So, what's your pick 'em look like?
Fnatic, Invictus, AHQ.
So
C9.
Right now, I have Invictus, Fnatic, C9, AHQ. I might put C9 last. You know,
I thought about putting Invictus above a Fnatic, but the Koreans are talking up Fnatic right now that they are scrimming and they are playing on another level. That their focus is like they like laser sight on Worlds.
Yeah, but what if they burn out? You know, when that shit happens,
I don't think they're.
You can burn out.
I think they're at that point where they're just in the zone right now. I think they're in the zone. I don't think they're in a burnout. I just think they're in the zone.
You might be right. I don't know. That's a tough group to call.
It's a tough group to call, but I definitely think Fnatic and Invictus, regardless of who's first, who's second.
Yeah, definitely Fnatic and Invictus. I agree.
Group C, or as people have liked to call it,
the group of death. That's so metal. Group of death, group of death, group of death.
I guess it depends on who you're a fan of if it's the group of death. Like, if you're an SKT1 fan, it's not the group of death at all. It's like, oh, it's another day. It's Wednesday. You know, it's like it's the easy group.
If you're an H2K fan, you're already singing the funeral dirge.
You are thinking about what you're going to do when you fly home from.
Yeah,
France.
You're thinking about you know how the next LCS split is going to go.
What do you think the meta next?
What kind of lunch you're
going
to have? on your way home.
What am I going to do
what
next?
What movie am I going to watch on the flight home?
I hope that the guy playing Spider-Man does a good job in the next
movie. I hope they
movie.
Have Legally Blonde on the airplane.
I really hope that they get a full meal and not just a bag of pretzels.
Yeah, especially on an international flight.
It's tough, man. So yeah, so that's SKT-1. They're winning that group.
Probably. Edward might. Probably we'll see. I mean,
nah, I
know
SKT's
Edward just squeaked in to Worlds.
Edward hasn't looked great, and everyone keeps talking about how bad they've looked. They're definitely getting out of that group, but I think SKT's, it's theirs to lose.
Definitely. I would agree.
H2K, I do believe, will finish third.
Sure.
Because I don't know anything about the Bangkok Titans,
just
so I will put them last because I know nothing about them.
Total void of information for us.
Completely.
You probably could have watched the wildcard games, but I mean, come on.
I didn't know anything about the thing going into it. Why would I watch the wildcard games
now?
Who
has the time? Ugh.
Even if you have the time, I didn't watch any of the region. Why am I all of a sudden going to watch this? Two teams I know nothing about, Buttonheads. The fuck do I know? What? I mean, that's like me all of a sudden deciding I want to watch a cricket championship.
Watch the cricket championship? It was amazing.
No, apparently.
I think someone died, actually.
I don't think they did.
There was a video, I think it was cricket.
There's a lot of
videos. Where a dude getting hit in the chest with a ball.
Did his shoes come off?
I think so. I think it knocked him right out of his shoes.
Because if his shoes came off, then he's dead. It's a fact.
Medical
if
fact.
If your shoes come off, when it happens,
if you
die.
You get knocked and your shoes come off, you're dead. Yeah.
You're dead. So that's Group C. The group of shoes. The group of the shoeless.
SKT is going to knock the shoes off everyone.
Yeah, it's pretty much going to happen. That whole group's going to have no shoes by the end of that. And then Group D. Now, Group D is a very tough group. Honestly, this is probably the most difficult group from top to bottom.
It's definitely the most volatile, I think.
It definitely has the most opportunity, but at the same time, it has zero opportunity because I think LGD and KT, it's theirs to lose. But they're two teams that are beatable.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because the same thing can be said about TSM can be said about Origin. If TSM shows up like they can play, they can beat either of those teams. If they show up like they've been playing, they're not going to beat anybody.
Same thing with Origin.
If Origin's in the exact same boat, if Niels can't get ahead early, they're not going to win. Really call it what it is. Because Neil's getting ahead allows Pekka to get ahead. If Soez doesn't pull any bonehead shit in mid-game. Because his laning phase, Soez is a fantastic laning phase. Always does. He can almost always win top lane, early laning phase. But then he does dumb shit. Like, just shit where you look at it and you go, the fuck is wrong with you? Why? What? No! Don't TP into that! Why are you teaming? There's nobody on your team.
Why Soez? Why?
Why are you even playing Yorick? It's just like it's things where you look at him and you just go, "You didn't plan this. You're just making things up
like
as you go along, aren't you?"
Shoot from the hip.
Yeah, it's just those are the things that can go wrong, and that's the problem. Like Origin. Origin is that team that can pull something out.
Sorry.
Stop shooting. Origin is that team that can good job. They can pull out something totally crazy to win the game and be great, or it'll just not work and be bad.
I know. It'll be a fun group to watch, I think.
I think that will be the most entertaining of the groups, I believe. But I have it LGD, KT, Origin, TSM.
Who do you think wins the whole thing? Worlds?
My money is on TSM. Oh, it's definitely not on TSM. I would just burn that money. Yeah. It's on
You'd
SKT.
No,
I would be
wrong. CLG.
It's SKT.
Definitely. All the smart money is on CLG.
There is no money on CLG, and it is not smart
like
if it is.
Investing in websites in the late 90s.
Exactly. It's like investing in the clownpenis.fart extension being the next big internet extension. That's what that's like.
Yeah, .fart. I love it.
Fart.
We need to update
extension.
Our URL, towerdive.fart.
www.clownpenis.fart.
It's going to be the next Reddit.
It's pretty much already
you heard it here first.
It's not really a thing. Don't go to that They'll go to that nothing.
I don't think it's a
real
website.
It doesn't. It's not. It doesn't go anywhere. I think it was from Saturday Night Live.
Really?
Yeah. It's like www.clownpenis.com.
It's something on South Park.
It wasn't South Park. It was definitely Saturday Night Live.
Fart.
I'm glad you're looking this up.
It's not real.
Not a thing.
Maybe it will be real by the time we air this episode.
Hopefully. We can only hope. Don't even think about trying to buy it. This is a tower dive. This is ours.
It's already registered.
It's our shit. It's our shit.
It's not
We're
real.
Buying it. I know.
There is.
Dot fart is not an extension.
Facebook group, though.
Clownpenis.fart.
Yep, and Dylan Edwards Investment. It's,
There you go.
A, what's his face? Chris Parnell thing.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a Saturday Night Live thing. I told you. I know my shit.
Is that dude about to get eaten by a lion? Oh, no.
Is his shoes
I don't know.
Off?
The Oh, get away from that lion, man. Oh, the lion gave him a kiss. Never mind. It's okay.
Run!
It's okay. Sorry. That was a little, I got a little distracted.
So who's your world's team? Who's gonna
CLG.
Win? Don't say CLG. I mean
CLG.
For real. Like, not what you hope CLG. Is going to win, but who do you think
CLG.
Is going to win?
CLG. Okay. You have to be...
no, you don't.
I'm sending them my seed money so that, you know, they can send it back to me when they win.
Now, are you sending them
no,
seeds?
No, seed money. So it's money that my seed has been on.
Your male
my male
seed?
Sending it to them.
You're sending them your male seed?
Mailing my seed that is also on money so that they can win worlds. Yeah.
That's gross.
No, it's in the Bible. It's okay.
I don't think CLG winning worlds
no,
is
it definitely
Bible.
Is.
I'm pretty sure it's not. I don't know what Bible you're reading, but it's wrong. that's Old Testament.
Yeah, that's how long ago it was prophesized.
CLG.
Mail them your seed.
A champion would rise if you mail them your
Thou
seed.
Thou shalt mail 20 shekels.
The seed.
Smothered in one's
shekels.
Own seed. To thine CLG.
To thine hotshot GG.
Amen.
So you're mailing seed. And then a champion rose. Yeah. Maybe Hui's going to be the thing that turns
Maybe.
Them around. Or
Here's
not.
What happens.
No, it's not.
CLG
Whatever you say is not
wins
happen.
Worlds. Faker leaves SKT1 to join CLG as a new mid laner. Pobelter
becomes
their support. Hui stays in the jungle. Dyrus goes
Aphra
to
moves
top lane.
To top lane. Aphromu goes to top
no,
lane.
No, Aphromu coaches.
Dyrus
goes to top lane because he's going to retire.
He's going to
unretire. That's
go
the real
CLG.
Bomb.
That's the bomb. That's not going to happen.
That's absolutely it. Write that down.
None.
Because
no.
those are.
I'm not even going to no. waste the ink
it's
on
been,
any of that.
It's been sent to me from the League of Legends gods.
Reddit. From the TSM subreddit?
Yeah, the TSM subreddit.
That by the way, the TSM subreddit and or the Dyrus subreddit is the Mos Eisley cantina of Zerg.
Gross, don't go there.
It's a no it's a hive of scum and villainy.
It's gross. Don't go there.
Don't go there. Unless you're a big TSM fan, in which case you're not listening to this show anyway.
Yeah.
So
there you go. So speaking of TSM fans, how about that new champion?
Is the new champion Kindred a fan of TSM? Because it doesn't seem like it is.
Yes.
You know who's not a fan
everybody.
Of Kindred?
Pros. Every single one of them.
I watched the Skara video on Kindred.
What did Mr. Skara
he's
have
like,
to say?
It was actually great.
He's
I love kind of love watching Skara now.
Funny.
I kind of hated Skara as a pro, but as a not pro, as a just a chubby Asian boy. He's
that's
kind of
how I felt about QDiePie, you know? I hated him as a pro just because he seemed to be wasting so much of his talent.
And he's very
ugly. And he's weird looking. But now he's a streamer, and he's funny, and he's
Hilarious.
Having a good time, and that's great. Good
and
for
the,
him.
And the Big Dick Club.
Yeah, Big Dick Club.
Big Dick Club.
King Donger.
King Donger. So, yeah. So, Skara is watching the video of Kindred's moves. And he gets to the ult, and he's like, oh my god, that is the strongest move in the game
Tell us
ever.
What the ult does, so that everyone's on the same page.
Well, League of Legends fans, what the alt does, what the alt does is it creates a zone that anything in it cannot die from critical damage. Like, you cannot literally die. It essentially makes you, critical damage will not kill you. You will not die.
You're still up and walking. You're moving around.
And you're fighting. It's not like Bard's ult that just freezes everything in place. Minions, monsters, people, both teams, you cannot die. So, when they go to gank you...
And you can only cast it on an ally.
Yeah, but anyone in the zone
can't die.
Yeah. And Skara misinterpreted that as just your champion can't die. Like, the champion in the zone, and the other team could, but it's not that.
Your allies.
So it does kind of take a little of the teeth off of it.
So but what do you do with that ultimate?
The thing is it saves you from dying for like nine seconds.
It just stops the team fight.
But the thing is, it's a huge utility to, like, thwart a gank. Thwart a guaranteed kill.
Yeah.
That allows you to get off a heal.
Yeah,
allows you to get off a move. Allows you to take some kind of item or do something or get out of a situation where you never would have gotten out.
So hypothetically speaking, let's say you're on the team with Kindred, and the other team is taking Dragon. Do you then ult yourself and jump into the Dragon pit and stop them from stealing the Dragon? Because it'll keep Dragon alive too.
Well, it's a zone, so it's not like you're gonna ult yourself. You have to throw it in.
You have to put it on someone.
Yeah, but it doesn't move.
It moves around you. It moves around. Yeah, put it on a champion.
See, I'm still learning stuff about.
Yeah, so you put it on yourself. You have the zone. You jump the wall because you have a gap closer because League of Legends.
Right. Or you have flash.
Well, you got it. You know, you jump the wall with your dash and then you flash back over because you know, baller.
Oh, well, sure. Right.
So you steal the. I guess you either steal the dragon or you stop the dragon fight because dragon can't die if it's in the zone.
I believe, I think that's the case. I mean, there's any number of utility uses for it that make it incredibly
powerful.
It's
also going to be the most frustrating thing in the entire game.
The second most frustrating thing, Bards is
frustrating than that is when you have a Tahm Kench on your team and he eats you.
I told you,
it's the worst. Or what's even worse is when a Tahm Kench eats an opponent thinking he's going to kill them, but he doesn't kill them. He actually saves them because he ate them and they couldn't take any more damage.
I said, sorry.
Still stings, right? The wounds are still fresh. Hurts. Never again.
Still burns. Well, it's, you know, yes, but those champions require a lot of communication to make those things work. I feel like this is going to be a less, like, there's less to lose in it because you're not going to throw it on a champion that's about to kill somebody.
Right.
What if
they're dueling and you're like, I don't want my Olaf to die, so you put it on Olaf.
Because no. What you'll do is you'll let Olaf kill him and then
what
you'll
if
put
Olaf's
the ult
about
on him.
To die?
Is the other guy
so
about
I
to die?
So I think kind of the fun part is going to be the positioning because it's mobile, right? So if you can position yourself so that Olaf's in the zone, but the enemy team is not in the zone, then you have a zone. Right?
Sure.
Right?
And there's definitely.
Right?
I don't know either.
The champion hasn't come out yet. All this is pure speculation.
It's all pure speculation. It's based on people talking about it on the PvE. Yeah. It's based on what the pros think. I don't necessarily agree with them. Nobody knows how to build her yet.
I'm not even necessarily convinced that they're going to be a jungler.
Apparently that's the strongest place because of the passive of building the stacks.
Yeah, sure.
That's apparently because the jungle is the fastest way, because the range that Kindred has is only 500. So super
for the death mark
close
thing?
Range. Like her general range is 500
okay.
at max.
So that's no good for a mark.
Bad for an ADC. I don't think she's... I believe they said she's very, very, very fragile.
Okay. I guess we'll see.
Like, not... I as of right now, the way everyone seems to think, and her AD and AP ratios suck ass.
I guess she has bring utility, though. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe she'll be support.
A lot of people, she's definitely jungle. Her kit definitely lends itself
to
being jungle.
But they designed Divine as a laner. And look how well that turned out. Same thing.
That's also Aatrox tweaks. Yeah, they're saying everyone's like, she doesn't feel overpowered. She doesn't feel weak. She actually feels slightly undertuned, but seems like she'll fall into a 50% win category. They said with items, she scales very poorly.
Okay.
But it's because her stacks do, I think they do true damage, or it's like 10% true damage, whatever how it works is if you get 8 or 10% of your stack. I don't know how exactly it works. And I'm not pretending like I know. I still have to see her in action in the actual
game.
Yeah,
I have to see the release.
Not just read what it is. But right now, because you build up more stacks in the jungle than you do in lane, she definitely feels like a jungler.
Sure. I mean, they wrote her as if she was going to be a jungler.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see what happens. As of now, a lot of people are saying build a lot of armor pen.
That makes sense.
Because of the way her stacks work, armor pen goes hand-in-hand with it. Like, CDR, you don't bother with. AD and AP, or ratios don't scale great. So a lot of people are saying, like, Last Whisper, Blade of the Ruined King.
Brutalizer.
Yomu's. Yeah. Like a lot of that
kind of crap. We'll see how it goes.
Exactly. We'll see how it goes when she is released to the general public. But interesting looking champion.
I know exactly what's gonna happen. She's gonna be released and everyone knows she's gonna be, oh, she's fucking terrible. Everyone's gonna say she's fucking terrible. Then after about 2 weeks, people are gonna realize that they were playing her all wrong, and then she's gonna be OP. And then she's gonna get nerfed. Right.
And then she's going to be
worthless. And then she's going to be Echo. Echo's still okay right now.
Nobody plays
in the jungle.
Mm-hmm. Nobody plays Echo. Echo doesn't get
seen. He's tank. He's tank Echo.
Echo is just another champion that's... He's gone. That's it. He's gone.
Okay.
And he will be missed.
Poor Echo. He went back in time.
Poor Echo. He went back in time to the point where
he had to make out with his mother and meet his density.
Oh, so we got some news.
Oh, we do. What's the news?
So Chaox retired again.
Okay, moving on.
Anyway, maybe that's
the real bomb now.
Maybe that's the retiring bomb again. Yeah. He's coming back to TSM. He's going to be their new AD carry.
He's going to retire.
Dyrus is starting a team with Chaox. Yeah. And they're going to call it SMT.
SM.
Solo mid team.
DSM, I think. Dyrus mid.
Deem solo mid?
DSM. Dyrus solo mid. And it's just going to be Dyrus. He's going to 1v5.
In mid.
He's
going to be Dyrus in mid. Playing Singed.
Yeah.
Playing Singed. Laughing.
That's
and
what
trolling.
You do. He'll make it to the LCS. I promise.
Can't wait. It's better it's than good. Than what is that team? What was that? They used to be Vulcan and then
Velocity.
The other team. No.
Oh, Vulcan. XDG.
Yeah. XDG because they needed to have their name be chantable.
So dumb. I can't believe that was even a fucking thing.
Okay. Throwback Wednesday. Whip it out Wednesday.
Okay.
Can we just visit that for 1 second? Because we didn't have a podcast when that happened. Is that not probably the worst reason to change the name of a team you've ever heard?
And
in
this
your
was
life?
So the real dumb thing was they were Vulcan Gaming, right? And they team Vulcan. They had a really great split, right? They took
split.
Second in the playoffs or something.
I believe they something
it,
along.
I
those
don't
lines.
Remember
they were
the
very good.
Stats.
Regardless, they were
they had
very
a really
good.
Great split. Then, during the off season, they fucking changed everything around.
For some reason, they thought that Kenma was like a real person. Or no, Zuna, not Kenma. Kenma was his fat brother. They thought that Zuna was like a real player, like that he was worthwhile at something. He's not. And then they switched him and X-Smith.
I don't remember. They moved shit around after having a successful season.
Yeah, because they moved Zuna to jungle. And X Smithy to ADC. Yeah. And Bloodwater left the team and they got sheep.
So anyways.
And they had ManCloud and Psycho Sid, aka
Then
Benny.
They had a shitty fucking season.
But then they moved Zuna again.
Because Zuna's the best player in North America.
They moved him to support and they moved Exmouthy back to jungle, and Zuna was support, and then they got AD carry.
But that wasn't the problem. The problem wasn't the positioning. The problem was can't chant Vulcan very well.
Yes.
Vulcan, that's no good.
No, you need it. So we're going to change your name because it has to be chantable from the LCS fans.
They changed their name from Vulcan to XDG.
Which stood for something
Roman. Something
Latin.
Roman.
Something yeah. stupid. And you want to know what nobody XDG. Chanted? And you want
they
to know why?
Fucking terrible. Holy
That's why.
Shit.
No one's going to chant for you when you're bad.
So bad.
And it's almost like that team was not watching anything that they did the previous season. Because, like, you know what? Let's change everything. But we won. Yeah, let's keep them guessing.
No, that's not the way this works. Just keep doing it until it stops working.
Let's just win until we don't win anymore.
And then we'll change our name.
And then we'll change our name to XDG.
XDG. XDG. Nope. Not doing it. Sorry.
Not catching
you're
on.
Not, you're not good
not
enough.
A thing. I don't care how many times you try to make fetch a thing.
It's
fetch
not
going to
happen.
It's not going to happen. Fetch will never happen. It was not fetch at all.
No, it's not.
And it's
we
not
need we need to start team fetch. Next season, team fetch, Dia 3. Diamond 3.
D3. The Mighty Ducks.
Mighty
part
Ducks,
three.
Part 3, team go team fetch.
Hashtag
yeah,
team
hashtag
fetch.
Team fetch. Make it happen.
Make
we're gonna
it
do it.
Happen.
We're gonna get into the LCS on team fetch, and then when we win, people
Tower
are gonna be
dive.
Like, "They were so fetch."
They were so fetch. So hashtag fetch. Tower dive, please.
Speaking of begging people for things, back by popular demand, I think we do.
That was only one time, and it would never happen again.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, wait. Oh,
I thought we weren't
going to
talk about that. We're not going to bring that back up.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Sorry. Who said that?
Cut that part out. We're going to do another Rito, please don't. We got a couple really fucking dope ideas that should never happen.
We have the best ideas that should never happen. Most of them revolve around skins, but
anything.
The others.
It can be anything. That's the beauty of this segment.
But mostly skins. It can be anything that's skin related. Virtually anything skin related.
It's only skin fun.
It's not.
It can be anything.
But it's
just
mostly
don't do
skin.
These. You want to go first?
Please, no. You know, first. You know what? Last time I think you went first.
Turn.
So
step up, Jesus.
So
carrying this show. Ugh.
It's about time you carried something.
That's right.
Oh,
the field, man. Come on.
Rito, Howie. Please. No.
I'm report you for toxicity.
I've got a pretty fantastic skin idea.
Lay it on me. This is the real bomb, though.
This is a winner right here. This is Dyrus' bomb. This is Wreck-It Ralph Scion.
Run a Wreck-It.
He's going to wear the flannel, the red, and he's going to have big fists, and he's going to be voiced by John C. Reilly, except he's going to be green. And he's, I'm going to wreck it!
Now, is it the pixelated Wreck-It Ralph, or is it the fully rendered CG Wreck-It Ralph?
Fully rendered, regular, pixel, skin. Another skin.
I figured
skin.
It.
Ultimate skin. He starts off pixelated, and as he levels up, gets more fully rendered.
Oh, see, I think you flip it. I think he's fully rendered, and then when he dies and his passive goes off, then he's pixelated. And then he can wreck it.
Again.
Again.
Sure, that can happen
don't
too.
Do that.
But it's an ultimate
skin.
Yeah,
it's got to be 4,700 RP.
15,000 RP.
It's really...
Rito!
It's all of the RP.
Pretty much, however much RP you have, that's more than 3,000.
It's
going to
cost enough
that.
RP to where it would crash the Chinese stock market. That
Rito, please
don't.
What have you got for me? Because that's I set the high
I got
bar.
A winner.
Wreck-It Ralph Scion is going to fucking
shit's,
blow
your
asshole out
your
of
shit's
your brain.
Weak.
Shit's weak. Shit's weak. High score? Is that
I got it?
It.
I got it.
Okay, let's see what you
so
got.
So we have a new champion coming out.
We
and
do.
And it's a wolf. It's
her
a
name, his name, their name is
Kindred. Their name, her name, Whatever. So it's Little Lamb, Wolf, Ghost flipping around it. You know, back in the day, champions used to come out with two skins. So I think we need to bring that back.
The good one and the
bad one. So here's the bad one that it's going to be paired with. Rocky and Bullwinkle kindred skin. A moose and squirrel. So the lamb is Bullwinkle. The moose.
That's the big one.
With the big dumb antlers and the knobbly knees. Poor Rocky. And then the wolf.
Hey, Rocky. Hey, Rocky.
And then the squirrel, the wolf, is Rocky. And he's a squirrel flying around.
With the
hat. With the hat and the goggles.
With the hat.
And then when he uses his ultimate, use their ultimate. Boris and Natasha come in. They throw
I was going to say you could have the bad skin could be Boris and Natasha as wolf and
Boris and Natasha kindred.
Know, and Lamb could be, or the wolf could be Natasha because she's taller. And Boris would be the other one. And they have the
that's
accents.
Good.
Yeah. Moose and squirrel.
I like it.
You know, and,
they can have interactions with other champions. You know, with
Boris Badenov.
It'd be great.
I love it. Brito, please.
Please don't do that.
Please don't do that, Brito. Okay, I got one. Now, remember all of those dope fire skins that
we did so many great fire skins.
Fantastic fire skins.
Get Tony the Tiger in here. We need that.
Like, we got so many killer fire skins that I'm pretty sure Brito is doing them.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely burning the midnight
oil.
They're
definitely... They're watching this show looking for more ideas, even though it's not live. They're watching our YouTube page waiting for the show
to get more ideas tomorrow.
So they can get some new ideas, so they can get the, you know, keep the machine moving. So, with all those cool fire ideas, I came up with... I flipped the script.
Oh, I thought we were just doing
flip the fucking script. Oh, we're doing skins. But I flipped the fucking script on them. Waterbrand. Water.
They already got Cold Firebrand, though.
But he's ice.
This is one step backwards.
This is Hydrobrand. All right?
How does that work?
Okay, so I'm glad you asked. His head.
It's not a little
water
in that.
That's how good it is. Yeah. I make you snot.
That's what Hydrobrand
does. His head.
Does.
Water.
Oh, yeah. It's bubbles.
It's water. It's bubbles. It's splashing. It's water.
Great.
Instead of wearing like the jacket and shit, towel.
Oh.
Like you just got
pool
out of the
party
shower.
Brand. No.
No. Hydro brand.
Just pool brand.
Right? He's just seriously wet. Very, very stupid.
That's what she
wet.
Said.
So, boom. So, his one move where he shoots the fireball out.
All his moves.
That's a water bolt, baby.
A water bolt?
When it hits you, it goes, and it splashes. His ground AOE, that's a puddle, baby.
It's a puddle? Does it blow up?
That's a puddle. And splooshes. And the interactions when people, say slip and they fall on it.
That's great.
Yeah. That other move that he has?
The fire one where it spreads fire to other people. You know?
The conflagration, I think, is what it's called.
Right.
If it's not, it should be. It's going to be called irrigation.
Oh, shit. That's
in this
brilliant.
Skin. And when you hit them, water splashes all over them. And then they start dripping. And you see, like, footprints, man. They start dripping.
If you hit minions, the little hats get droopy. Like it's wet and drips off the pointed part.
This is a legendary level
this
skin.
Is a
so some crazy shit.
64,000.
This is a 65 million RP, and his ult is the best part. Motherfucking, it's like Nami's tidal wave, but not. It's like smaller, and it bounces off of you, and it's like splash,
water.
Splash, splash, with water. Hydro brand.
Please
mark it in the fucking book. Rito, please.
God, don't. It's just the worst. Makes me nauseous.
It's not good. It is so good and it's bad. It's so next level that it becomes previous level.
Oh, that's how meta it is. It
That it's so meta.
It's like
it's alpha.
Two levels of Inception meta.
It's like a dream within a dream within a dream within a
nightmare. Within a nightmare. The nightmare part's real. Yeah.
The nightmare part okay. is real life.
Are you ready for this one?
That's where we're at. I don't. Even, I didn't. I wasn't ready for that one. So whatever here you've got. I listen. Here's this the limbo bar. All right. It's really high, so you should just be able to walk.
No,
under.
I am.
So it's really
I'm jumping
by,
right over.
By high, I mean low. You have a
jumping
to work
right first. Over that one.
So game
here we
on.
Go. So you know how we're never gonna get magma chamber, right?
Well, I'll never say
so. We're never gonna get magma chamber.
You said never.
What
damn
we're
it.
Gonna do is we're gonna get a magma skin for Summoner's Rift. Fucking fire!
You get red. You get
so
red
instead
of
like river with like water in it, it's gonna be like lava, like fire
no
and magma.
Right. Like
yeah,
lava
and like
water.
Instead of scuttle crab, it's gonna be like a
scuttle
like a
fire
molten
crab,
like made out of igneous rock. It's like
ooh, like a rocky.
Yeah,
fire
like
crab.
A fire, like a fire crab, a little fire,
fire like
little
a crab
fire duck,
but made of. But, instead of like a little yeah. walking, little crab legs. Little
here's the real
legs.
Twist, though. Dragon, ice dragon.
But he's
right?
gonna melt.
No, he's fucking blowing ice on his little pit and like freezing it
who's
all up.
Who's ice?
His own ice. The dragon breathes ice. The ice dragon.
But you said he's blowing he ice. Who's ice?
I gotcha.
Listen, I throw them out there. You gotta kind of catch
up.
Up. Gotta catch up. So he blows. So he
dragon.
Blows ice. Ice
that's
dragon.
That's what makes the map really sing.
And what about? And what,
here it is. No,
is
no,
it?
Baron instead of like a regular Baron Nashor. Motherfucking fire Baron.
Fire Baron
instead of acid, it's fire. You know his little tail
he's
that
like
comes
a,
up and fucks you up.
It's
fire.
It's fire.
You know,
it's fucking
he
fire.
Just splashes that line of fire instead of acid.
It's fire.
It's all fire. All the
comes
fucking trees are on fire
from the fucking fire. It's like hell, but not.
Blue buff gives you red buff, and then red buff also gives you blue buff because we're gonna flip it because we're on a fire map.
I would think that what you'd want to do is want to have red buff be
no,
water.
It's blue, just blue. We can't it's be inventing insane. New buffs. Come on, that's just
no. But it's the red buff. But
oh,
it's,
instead of burning
it
you,
like
it waters
it wets
you.
It dampens you.
Missed you.
It's
water.
Like,
just sneezes
like,
on you. Yeah, it's good.
And instead of and blue buff, well, blue buff still actually functions
yeah,
the same.
It's fire. It's a fire.
Blue buff
blue
still
buff.
Pretty much. It's fire. It's fire.
Okay.
Now, what about the wolves? Are they
fire
are
wolves?
They fire
yeah.
wolves? What about Gromp?
A fire frog.
Fire
instead of fungus.
Fire Gromp.
It's fire. Fire is blowing out of its back.
It's
yeah.
Fucking
or fucking
fire
magma.
Gromp.
Just magma all over the
it's
shit.
Like a, it's like a lava
yeah.
Gromp.
And we're gonna call it
Gromp.
Summoner's Fire. And it's only
fiery
gonna play
Summoner's
that Billy Joel song. On,
we
on
didn't
repeat.
Start the fire.
Yep.
That's wow. You know, you had a great idea right
no,
up until
it.
There. I think it should play rock and roll hoochie.
No. We start the fire.
It has nothing to do with fire. It's just
we
a good song.
Fire. That's it.
Rock and roll hoochie coo. Rock and roll hoochie coo. I mean, I feel like that would be that's the inevitable next step.
That's
skin.
A different map. That's for the
full
that's
skin.
For the Twisted Tree Line rework.
That's for the A-Ram rock
yeah,
band
A-Ram
skin.
Rock band.
Seen us one lane and buttons are coming out.
There you gotta run around too.
Oh just man, like, that was like we just snuck up on that one. I just thought of that. That's amazing. The whole entire lane's a guitar uh-huh. neck, and there's just buttons and stuff. And you know you have to avoid. No, it's they're not actually interactable because that's not how the game plays. But you're playing on a guitar neck. Rock band. A-Ram.
That's it. That's
all,
the shit.
All
you
rock
won.
Band.
Fucking,
all rock band. All mid.
One League of Legends.
I don't know. Fiery. Summer
no,
Drift
and that's
pretty,
not as good as rock band A-Ram. It even
rock
sounds
band
better.
And in like the map when like you have like the cool like you know the little aesthetic when you look over the side there can
yeah.
be a band playing.
And then when you look on the other side, another band.
A different band. It's a battle. Oh my god! Battle of the bands. Holy shit!
Only gets better.
Instead of nexuses, there are two stages with bands playing on them, and by destroying them, you kill members of the band.
You know, I would say that's too violent, but there is a champion that's made out of blood. So,
valid point. So yeah, so you kill the band members.
Yeah.
Fine. It's awesome. So yeah. So you go battle of the bands. Rito.
I kind of want that one, actually.
Okay, that's side. Okay, I actually kind of want that one. Now that I think, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe, you know, put a little more thought than we did into it. Yeah. You know, yeah, and maybe put your B team on it. Not even the A team.
Just
yet.
The guys that,
if the B team does,
you know, it's that group of artists that they're not very good, but you got to give them shit to do because, you know, you can't just have them slacking off all day.
You can't have them sitting at work playing Exploding Kittens all day. You know, they have to do something productive. So put them on Battle of the Bands ARAM. Hey, that's a winner. That's Rito, please.
That one's a Rito, please.
That one, do you take that out of Rito, please?
Yeah,
don't.
New segment. Rito, right please. ARAM Rock Band.
Right over here in Rito, Battle Rito, of please, Rock Band ARAM. Battle of the Bands ARAM. But Fiery Summoner's Rift, Rito, please.
Yeah, a quick number two after. Like poop. No.
We're going to sweep that one under the rug. Just sweep it there. Put it next to Cartographer Gangplank and Dodgeball Jinx.
Dodgeball Jinx would be dope, though. That's the real Dyrus Bomb. He's making Dodgeball Jinx. He's going to voice it, too.
The real bomb is he's getting a job with Riot as their new... he's going to
head of communications.
He's going to take over for Light because in a crazy twist, Light is actually going to take over for Dyrus. Light is now the new top laner for TSM.
Oh, God. Oh, you know, I kind of hope Light is, like, super toxic in solo queue.
Right? He has a Smurf account nobody knows about. He's kept it hidden from everybody at Riot, and he's just such a toxic fuck.
And he keeps unbanning it.
Every time he gets banned, he's nope. And he bans the people that report him.
Oh, God, that's amazing. He just tries to start shit up, you know?
He's like a supervillain.
It's nefarious.
If that's the case. It is. That's diabolical. Is.
He's got like a mustache that he twirls. He just gets people to rage at him.
Fucking his Smurf's name is Baron Von Waffle.
Baron Von Waffle, huh?
That's Baron Von Waffle. Toxic as fuck. If you see somebody in solo queue named Baron Von Waffle and they're just salty as all fuck, just send Light an email and go, I know it. I'm aware.
I broke the news to earlier this week.
Right there. We just hit that shit. That's what we do. I mean, it's a hell of a show we had.
It was a good show, I think.
I'm going to pat ourselves on the back on this one.
I just want the one. I don't want to get too used to that feeling. You know, I want to be hungry for more.
I want to be hungry for greatness. We did a little speculation. Yeah. Love some speculation.
Made some shit up.
Made some stuff up. Maybe didn't have our facts right. But that's okay because...
We're not serious journalists, you guys.
Maybe you're not a serious journalist. Listen, this
you're
is...
You're super serial journalist.
This might be my career at some point in time.
One day. Maybe. I think you have to have at least 50 episodes before you call yourself a professional podcaster.
We are we're halfway there. We're actually, this is episode 25.
You might want to work on an actual website, though.
We are 100% 25 episodes in. So that's halfway to being real.
Quarter to 100. Episode 100 is going to be a big one.
Episode 100, I think we do in our underwear.
Underwear?
No.
I don't think people want to see that, man.
I don't even want to see
it. I kind of want to see it. I mean, but I look pretty good, so...
But I catch myself catching glances at myself.
Yeah.
I said, hey, you're going to have to pay next time.
Pretty good. I work out. I do.
You stopped working out. You just told me you
quit. I did it. I worked out today. I worked out on Monday. I worked out last week.
But you told me you were quitting.
When did I tell you that?
Like 2 days ago.
No, I never said that. Maybe like maybe 3 months ago I quit. And
no,
I started
it was
again.
it was like a week ago. You like I hate working out. I'm not doing it.
Oh yeah, I was being sarcastic. Well, so it was kind of that sarcasm where there's a little bit of truth to it because I do genuinely hate working out, but I also
likes working
like to look good, so.
I like to look sexy.
There's that, too.
But you're married, you don't have to look
good. I still want to look good. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
I look good already.
I like to run.
I mean, you want a little of this? How about some of that?
I don't have any of those, actually. No, I'm pretty... I got a little bit of something.
Please stop flexing. We're going to stop flexing. This is terrible.
Look, you see it? Flex. You see it? You don't see it right there?
No, because my face is blocking it.
It's right there. You can totally see it.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Wait, let me get my gunners closer.
You see it?
I'm going to move. I have to use the magnifying ability of my gunners
to see. There's something
there. There was something there. I think it was. You should probably get that checked out. It looked like it might have been
a tumor. It's not a tumor.
Might be a tumor. I got to check that out. So... That is our show.
I think that's it.
I feel good about this.
I'm happy with it.
I think that's it. I feel good about this. Other than me having to see you flex on me.
Yo, don't be scared. If you're scared, call the cops. All right.
I felt good about the show pretty much right up until that point. Then I felt a little bit less good about it. But then I thought about about the Rito please and all the other stuff, and I was like, I still feel pretty good about it. Your lack of muscles can't bring me down. Can't bring me down from this high. Can't bring me down, Ryan.
You
can't do it.
Stop being so critical of me. It hurts my feelings.
I will not. That's
I can only handle the positive stuff.
You have to break a couple of
I don't think that metaphor works here.
Feelings. You have to break a couple of feelings eggs in order to make a tower dive omelet.
That's not bad. You know, that's really not bad.
I've been known to coin a couple of metaphors here and there. Listen, our secretary is very busy right now. She can't write everything we say down. Take a memo.
Stephanie, take a memo.
Take note.
You have to break a couple feelings to make a tower dive.
Eggs. Feeling eggs. Don't misquote me, you jackass.
That. Strike that last quote.
And next time, don't wear a bra next time.
Hook says don't wear a bra. I know that's sexual harassment. That's why I didn't say it. Now write that down.
Take a memo.
There's nobody back there.
There's no Stephanie. Stephanie's
not a real person.
You're talking to your dogs. Yeah.
Sorry.
and with that, we will bring this episode, this quarter century episode of Tower Dive.
It was my birthday, though, you guys. Happy birthday to me.
Oh my God, that's right. Happy birthday.
Thanks. Almost missed it.
Pan is almost an adult.
Almost. We're working on it.
But as your namesake, you will not age. You'll have to remain a little boy for the rest of your life.
It sounds a little pervy when you say it that way.
No,
you sounded pervy, way too into it.
If I sound pervy, as if I had like a drool in my... You sounded way too into it. Boy for the rest of your life.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Or if I didn't like a Bill Cosby voice. If you got the Jello pudding pop, I'm gonna put the roofies in it, and then you're gonna wake up and your butt's gonna hurt, and I'm gonna laugh like ha ha ha. So I'm sorry.
Next time on Tower Dive.
I apologize. Next time on Tower Dive, Hooks gets arrested for having too good of an impression of Cosby, and they arrested me for being him. So thank you guys again. For putting up with us and our shenanigans. Hopefully you enjoy the good, and hopefully you enjoy the still pretty good in our eyes.
Yeah, might have been some bad. Not sure.
It doesn't know bad. I disagree. I don't think there's ever
not one bad thing. And even if there was something bad, don't tell us about it.
I'm sure Reddit will only give us continued... positive,
only the most positive,
uplifting responses, and tell us that everything we do is actually correct and good.
They wouldn't be wrong.
So thank you guys again. Tower Dive. I, of course, am your humble servant, Captain Hooks. He is my existential something or other, Pan the Man. And this has been another episode of Tower Dive. Thank you so much for watching, and we will see you on the
Bye-bye. Rift.